Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you, now and forever. Amen. I guess I'm in a pretty good mood today. It's one of my favorite songs that we just sang. One of the songs that I can remember from when I was very young. I know a lot of you still think I am very young, but that's just fine. I remember that song from when I was probably 6 or 7 in Vacation Bible School. And it's gotten me through a lot of tough times. The simple fact of remembering to trust and obey. I love it. He has done it for us, and He reminds us that He's done it for us. That was just a little side note. Our sermon text for this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. It's Luke 19, 1 through 10. Ask as you are able to please stand for the reading of this text. And again we read in the name of our Lord. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be a guest, to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he is also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Please be seated. It's amazing how hard it is to understand the saying in the King James Version. I mean, I've been reading through it in the ESV all week, read through it in the King James a few times this week. When I read it aloud, it's like, wow. I had a hard time understanding what I was saying, so I don't know if it worked well for you or not, but I hope it did. Jesus has come into Jericho. Jesus is on his journey to Jerusalem, the journey where his life ends. And it seems he's having a pretty good time. People are worshiping him, acknowledging him to be the Lord. We see Zacchaeus, who is a publican, a tax collector. He's a tax man. And I'm sure a lot of us think fairly poorly of tax collectors or tax men. And that's the same as it was then. The tax collectors were considered the highest of the sinners. These men were usually very rich. They made their money off of the poor. They collected taxes. They had the power to make the taxes whatever they wanted. And if you didn't pay them, it was more than just a 10% late fee or something. They took it out of you, and they got what you owed them. These tax collectors were not liked at all. For some reason, now I say some reason, but we all know why, God put it upon Zacchaeus' heart that he should see Jesus, that he should go and see this man that everyone is talking about. And verse 3 it says, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but there were so many people that he couldn't make his way to see Jesus, because he's a little short guy. Zacchaeus decided that he's going to climb up into a tree. Climb up into a sycamore tree, and he's going to get a good look at this guy. He wanted to find out who he was. Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. Zacchaeus did not find Jesus. Jesus found him. Jesus saw him in that tree, and he called to him. Basically, Jesus tells him to get down from that tree. I have to stay with you tonight. I have to be your guest. And Zacchaeus is a pretty smart man. He gets down from the tree. All the while, the Pharisees, and even we could surmise that maybe even the apostles, but we do hear that it's from the Pharisees that say, how is he going with this man? How can he, who is a great prophet, a great teacher, how can he, the one who says he is our Lord, go with such a sinner? That's who he came for. Jesus calls to Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus answers. Zacchaeus says to Jesus, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have wronged anyone, I will restore it fourfold. Jesus did not question him. He did not try to find out what he's done wrong. He did not tell him that, well, you're a rich man, you should give half of your stuff to the poor. He did none of that. this man after he hears the call of Jesus. Gives up half of his belongings and rights the wrongs that he has done. Why? Why would he want to do that? We all understand the love that comes from Jesus Christ. We understand how it feels to be loved by anyone around us. Jesus Christ shows him love. So in return, he shows love. He doesn't question anything that this man says. Our Lord and Savior says to him, "This day salvation has come to this house." Salvation has come. Zacchaeus didn't even know he needed salvation. It was put upon his heart to understand what Jesus can and has done for him. This man, after receiving the call of Jesus Christ, turns his life over to him. Now I tell you, from personal experience, that it is a hard, hard fight to give your life to the Lord. I struggle with it daily. Our salvation has been given to us. This is the reaction that we need. This is what we need to do. Give our life to our Lord and Savior. I don't know how many of you know me very well. I know there's maybe two or three faces in here that I don't recognize. I haven't seen before. But for the most part, I have seen all of you before and I have talked to all of you before. I believe we are all Christian. I believe that we all believe Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us. His salvation has come into our hearts. And yet we still struggle. I'm not any better than anyone else here. I struggle. I still want to put myself in front of God. I still want to put my wants and my needs in front of God. Our lives have been saved. They have been given back to us. We've been rescued from a world of sin. What do we do with what we have been given? What do we need to do? Our lives have been given to us for one purpose, so that we may be used by God to save the lives of others. Jesus tells them, I'm going to read this over a little bit. This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he is also a son of Abraham, in the ESV it says, today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. This man, Zacchaeus, was a son of Abraham. We are all sons of Abraham. We are all sons and daughters of God. We have been given everything. And that's really hard for me to say, because I don't have very much. I have my God. I have my church. I have my family. And I have my life. Doesn't seem like very much to me. I don't like it. Be completely honest with you. I don't like it at all. I feel that I have nothing. Some of you will probably agree with this. I'm stupid. Our Lord has done everything for us. I've been behind this pulpit very many times. Well, I guess that depends on who you ask. I feel it's been a lot. I've been used by God. I know there have been many times where I've been used by Him, and I had no idea He was doing anything through me. each and every time I get behind this pulpit, or any pulpit, or any station of authority, or a place where I should be doing God's work. I get nervous. It bugs me so much that before every sermon, I still have to pray and tell Him to keep my mouth shut, to use His words through me. At the same time that I pray that, I thank Him for shutting my mouth, for letting His words flow. This pulpit has been used by God very many times. By sinners. I stand before you, a sinner. A sinner saved. And I have to pray every day. That I will do His work. That I will forget about myself. Give of what He has given to me. Verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The reason that Jesus Christ has come into our lives was to save us. I think He's done a pretty good job. I know a lot of people. I've been across this nation a few times. I've met a lot of different people, a lot of different walks of life. And I know quite a few of them are Christian. Jesus has used you, your parents, your grandparents, whoever it may be, they have been used by Jesus Christ to save others. I don't know very many people that can say they have given of their lives, they have forgotten themselves. To do the Lord's work. I know I've forgotten some things about me to do the Lord's work, but there are some things that are really hard But he still uses me. He still uses you. This man Zacchaeus, we don't hear much about him. We know that when he received salvation, he gives of his life. He restores what he has done wrong. We are called to do this. We are called to give of our lives. We are called to ask for forgiveness. And we do it. Doesn't matter how many times we think we have not done enough for God. We think, well, we could have done this, we could have done that. I know I've beat myself up for not using an opportunity to spread the Word of God. But He still forgives us, He still loves us, and we still have His salvation. Jesus Christ has come into this world to save that which was lost. We were all lost at one point. We know people that are lost. Our Lord and Savior is looking for them. Take the salvation that you have been given. Let others know about it. If you have never done so, you will not believe how simple it is. One simple little act of love, of kindness, done in the Lord's name. It is so easy. He gives us the courage and the strength and the knowledge to do these things. We just have to admit it to ourselves. To realize we can do what He wants us to do. Be a servant. Give of your life. Help save those that are lost. We all know that we were lost at one time. We have been saved. Don't keep it to yourselves. Let Jesus use you to save others. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you.